Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The third baseman, Rob Ellis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Yates. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Parsons. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Yates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaw. The throw from Roof and he is out. Theobald applying the tag. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yates throws the ball into Theobald who tags Hopkins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kosko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Yates reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball four. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Yates moves to third. Kubiak moves to second. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to home to get Yates. Kubiak moves to third. Roof moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Otis steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards first. Kosko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis moves to third. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Piniella moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-1 in the game. Kosko hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yates hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Yates reaches second base with a double. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons bunts towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Noob covering, for the out. Theobald moves to second. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Theobald. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is out, Shaw applying the tag. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. Kosko takes first base on ball 4. Al Yates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yates is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Yates takes first base on ball 4. Kosko moves to second. Roger Nelson now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Theobald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theobald moves to third. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kosko hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Voss pinch hits for Al Yates. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Theobald scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Jim York now pitching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. Ellis moves to third. Voss moves to second. 2 outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. May is walked intentionally. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Otis chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Patek. Patek fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Patek. Ellis scores. Voss scores. May goes all the way around to score. Roof moves all the way to home. It's 8-1, Brewers. Bill Parcells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parcells is 0 for 1 in the game. Parcells is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Voss now playing right field. Bob Oliver pinch hits for Jim York. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 4 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Theobald hits a line drive into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Brewers. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kosko scoops it up and throws to first, with Parcells covering, for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.